Okay.
Dad thinks it's weird. Okay, I am reasonably worthless today. So we will attempt. But I have this big bubble in my head from... Huh?
What are you doing?
Because the fever broke, so I didn't have an excuse anymore.
Sure you did. You're not going to be able to make it.
And if I'm here today, then we can still successfully mainly do next week as the lab days. What I am going to do is say that the labs are going to start at 10, open lab, and Monday at 9:30, I'm going to go over the guest game. So if you haven't got the guest game into me, you got to get it into me by next Tuesday. Because what I'm going to do is go over it using sessions and how to do it using sessions. But that means it has to be already into me in order for me to do that. So the guest game has to be in by next Tuesday. And then we will go over how to do sessions, and that will take less than a half an hour, I'm sure. So we'll do that, and then I'll have an open lab for the rest of the day on Tuesday and all day on Thursday. Okay, so what we're looking at today is basically sending out an email from a database. Okay, so that's all there is basically going on, is I have got to have my database set up. And then I'm saying select name, email from this table that I call test email. Okay, and I then set up a loop. And at least one of you figured out how to set up the loops anyway, and sent 100 emails out, or whatever it was that was sent out. Okay.
More like 1,000.
More like 1,000. Okay. But this one is a loop to send it out to everybody in the database. Okay, so basically I am going to be able to have a database, and I'm going to be able to send it to the database. Okay, so basically what I want to be able to do is have a form that's going to come in. If somebody fills out a form, I take the information that comes in, I put it in my database, and then I use my database to send interesting, informative emails, as opposed to spam. But anyway, I send out the emails, the kind that you get in your BCC email all the time, or at least I get in my BCC email all the time, that I wish I wasn't getting. So I've got this set up, and I've said select name, email from test email. And so that's my email. Okay. My database is mail, and I've got a while that says, while there is still something, keep going. The name equals row name, and the email equals row email. And so I've got my message here, and down below I said greeting, and I said dear, and I put the name in there. And then my message is made up of greeting concatenated with words. Okay, and words are the words that I want to put out there. And words starts right here. Okay, so words is starting right there. And so I am sending out my email to everybody on my list. So if I go and look at my... Wow. What are you doing? If I go and look at Yahoo, which is where my email is forwarded to, is my me that just came through. Okay. Now on this one, my name was apparently Bristol address. Okay, I got sick of putting the same names in all the time. So my name was Bristol address. And my email was this particular email. And so I sent out, "Dear Bristol address," was my greeting. My message was greeting made up of words, which is the HTML that I want to include. And so I'm including the HTML, and I'm sending this out. Okay. And you can valiantly try to put color in and that sort of thing. But again, we figured out that that's really dependent on the receiving end as well as the sending end as to what you get there. You can put images in, you can do as much as you want to. Okay. But this allows me to go through my database of customers or potential customers and send them an email. Questions. Okay. And then I have another one. That I've got gather info. Okay, this one is the checking one. This one is the simpler one, which is what I want first to start out with. So I got this form, and I said form method is get, action is that I'm sending it to PHP, to mail info from, etc. Okay, so I'm gathering information here. And then I am going to go into mail info from form, okay. Okay, so mail info from form, okay, is the next one. Okay. Now, what I'm doing here is I am actually taking in information, inserting it into the database, doing a mail, and then moving over to say thank you. So I'm going to run through and do that. Okay, so I have a select here, and we will see this work. Okay, so if I bring this up, this is form DB, and it is gather info, I can't spell, from form ok.php maybe? No? Let's see, .html, right? And it is ok, all right. Okay, so please fill out this form to give you feedback. So I am going to fill it out with Steve Grove. And the email is going to be priscilla.grosser@bristolcc.edu. And my comments are going to be, this is a test. Okay. And watch what happens now when I submit this. If you look at the form, the form is calling mailinfo.from.form.ok.php. That's what it's calling. Okay, if you look at the, this is what it is calling. Okay. So I'm clicking on submit, and notice where I'm at. I'm at thank you, whatever that says, thank you from form.html. That's where I'm at. I'm at the program that says thank you for your comments. Okay? So, if I go and look at thank you for your comments, it is simply a very basic HTML page that says thank you for your comments. So it brought that up, okay? It brought up that page. But the page that I said I was going to, I never saw. Okay, it skipped right past it. The reason is that what I've got on that page is this. I've got the information that I need for the database. Then I said I take in the your name, the email, and the comments. Then I set up the two, and I MySQL query, I select asterisks from that particular database table that I have. I said, okay, get me the number of rows and add one to the number of rows. Okay, so I'm saying basically, not a terribly efficient way of doing it, but I went out and said, okay, I want to create an ID. And my ID, I want to be the next number. So I am making each record have a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So I said, okay, find out how many rows are in that table and call it number of rows. And then I said, okay, now add one to number of rows and that will be the ID. Okay, so if there's 20 rows in there, I'm now going to have an ID of 21. Okay, and so then I said, insert into the table your ID, your name, email, and comments. So this ID that I just came up with, I'm inserting along with the results from the get. So I am putting in a record on the table. Then I said, okay, now I've got my insert in there. And now I am going to do a mail. Okay, so I'm going to do a mail to that particular record. And then the thing that I wanted to mention here is header location. This lets you move to another table, another page. But you cannot have written anything out if you want this to work. Okay, so you cannot have put anything on the page, or header location will not work. It has to be a page that does stuff, but doesn't produce output on the page. So I can do stuff like insert. I can do stuff like send out an email. But I can't write anything on the page, huh?
Echo or print.
Yeah, right. I can't put out anything on the page. And so then I say header location, and I give the name of the page that I want to go at. And apparently I have it in more than one place, so apparently I didn't change the address there. But I am putting out the thank you form. And as I said, the address is not the address that I was using, but clearly I just didn't change the address because I am getting thank you. So I'm getting you the thank you from form, and I could change the address there if I wanted to. And that's what comes up. So I never even see this page come up, But it happens. And I get the insert, and the insert works, and I get that record added in. And I go ahead and do the mail, and it works just fine. But I never see that page come up, and the header location sends me off to the other page. Okay. And this is kind of a nice thing to have, a nice ability to have, that I can go and do kind of behind the scenes processing and then come up with another page. Okay. So if I go and look at this, hopefully I've got some information. There it is, and there's, this is a test, etc. That's the comments from fall, and that's what I sent over as the subject. So that's the result of doing that. Okay. So basically, this just gives me an email that I can send out to everybody on my database. And I can also, in this case, take in a form where I stored the information in addition to sending it out. And in fact, the send out on this could have been that I sent it to everybody on my database, but I just sent it here. Okay, so that basically when somebody's filled out my form, I want to respond to them. I want to add them to my database, and I also want to respond to them. I don't want to send an email to everybody on my database, because then every time anybody fills out the form, you'll hear from me, and that's not what my goal is. I want to add them to the database and then send out a form. Okay? So that's kind of neat that you can do that. And that was my create table, where I created that particular table that I used. Okay, the one other thing that I want to look at is a little bit about sessions and cookies. Was it?
Yeah, it was like...
I just can't read.
3 or 4 down.
Ooh, there it is. Okay, so these are basically setting up sessions and cookies. And as I said, what I want to do is apply this to the guessing game on Tuesday. So you got to get the guessing game in on Tuesday, and then I'm going to show you how it can also be done with sessions and cookies. Very basic PHP, I think, is the beginning one. So I'm setting up a session, and a session called info, and I'm going to have CIS in it. Okay? And each department is whatever. I just did an echo there. So if I go and put this in, oh, that's really good. I have no idea what I just typed there. There. Okay, so this one set up a session called CIS. And if I ask it about that session, it gives me back what I stored in that session. So I have to have session stat. And what session stat does is that it gives a unique number to the session. And the system generates a unique number for the session. So when I say session stat, it generates a new unique number. To keep track of what sessions you're working with. And then I said, okay, the session called info, I'm going to put CIS into. And then just to show that it works, I said, show me the session for info. And it shows me CIS. Okay. So, then I said very basic check, and I asked if it was set. So this is checking to see if it is set. Okay. And so I say, if is set session info, then put out department is CIS. Else we'll put out department not set. But I just set it so the session is set. And then the next one down is the unset. And so if I run this one, unset. Okay, so that didn't put anything out, it just did the unset. So now if I go back and look at the one that I had before that was called check, notice it says department not set. Because the check one, I have just unset it.
You okay. Have to give it the name of the session.
No.
It unsets anything.
Yes. So now let me go and try a few others. Session one sets my session. And it sets blue, and it sets clicker, and it sets a whole bunch of things. So if I run this session, I'm setting a whole bunch of sessions. And this one was called session one. Okay, so I did the checking the session equals one. And then I did this pre-printr, which shows me the different things that I got on that. I've got color. The session called color is set to blue. The session called thing is set to clicker for whatever reason. And my session is set to one. Okay. Now if I do a refresh on this, notice that it goes up to two. My session is set to two. Because basically, if the session exists, I'm adding one every time I go through it. If the session doesn't exist, I set it to one. So every time I click on this, the session goes up, and it just keeps adding to it. Okay. So now if I go back and I do a very basic check. No, that's not the one that lists everything. I have one that lists everything. Maybe it's session two. That just lists what I've got there. Somewhere I thought I could have sworn I had a one that listed everything. Well, I'm not seeing it. Another one that just sets everything. Okay, so this one, if we look at session A start. Okay, so I went in and I said, okay, session start, user password is an array. So person 123 has a password of A4B, person 124 has a password of BZ. And person 125 has a password of 7YH. And then I set the session course code seats and login, and I said login is equal to that array. Okay? So course code is going to be CIS 159, seats is 30, and login is going to be equal to that array that I just set up. So this one is called Session A Start. Okay. Notice that it did just start there. I didn't actually put out anything. And so it has started by setting up the session names. And the session names are being stored. Okay, then the next one that I think I have is session page 2, session A page 2. And this one I am having it show me everything. So I'm saying, okay, show me everything. And so it's now showing me everything. And this is the one that I was looking for, that's showing me everything that I've created. Notice I've got the color blue, the thing checker, the my session is 8. I've got all of the sessions that I've created. And then I've got CIS 159. Seats is 30. I have the login is an array. Okay. But when I echo out the login, I can say login 0, login 1, and login 2. So I can see each of the three things in the array. So I'm saying show me the course code, show me the seats, and show me each of the three things in the array. And if I had more than three things in the array, I could have put up a loop. But for three, it just doesn't seem worth the effort. And then I did a print R of session. And if you want to see them listed down the way I've done, then you put in the pre along with that. And if you put in the pre around that, then it shows it a different way. So if I put in the pre, okay. Yes. Thank you. And I probably should have a semicolon too.
Yeah, you need quotes.
Yeah, right. There's a reason why we shouldn't be doing this today.
Mm-hmm.
was trying to explain something to somebody last night and gave up on it. Okay, so this is how I get to see it if I put that session inside the pre. And basically it shows it in a kind of more readable way. And then all I like is that the login shows that it's an array, and then it shows the curly braces and shows the contents of the array. So I think it makes it a lot clearer to look at when you do it that way. So again, if you take this, so we can do it both ways. I can't even remember what to hit when
print
I refresh.
Fixed font, right?
Oh, what?
Is print on the fixed font?
Print on can be lowercase p.
Oh.
I was just, apparently it doesn't actually care. That can be a lowercase p. It's more than happy with a lowercase p. I have no idea why I put an uppercase P there. Okay. So I just think that's more readable when you put in the pre than it is when you have it up at the top. It gives the same information, but it's more readable when you get the pre in it. And shows the information, I think, a little more clearly. And then I have...
Do you, on this one that you set the code up for, since you started a session on a different page, do you really have to do session start again? Because all that color and stuff was on in a different page.
Let's,
if you ever want to use session, I'm pretty sure I've read up on this, and it seems as though, yes, if you're using the session variable, you need session start at the very top.
That's what I've read too. Okay. But I was going to try taking it out and see what would happen.
Do you have to close it? Should you close it?
You could comment it out as well.
You're right. As I just erased it. And that's what we get when we took that out. It was not happy. Okay. Now what we're going to use sessions for, this is all very lovely, but what we're going to use sessions for when I look at it on Tuesday is to pass data, and that's one of the big reasons for using it. Is to pass data, and we're going to look at that in the guess game, because then we're going to pass the data in the guess game.
It's also good for temporary things, right?
Yes.
Like logins.
Yes, yes, yes. Session is a way of storing something, you know, that you can use temporarily. It's for the duration of the session. But as I said, the best example of it, really, I think, is what we're going to look at on Tuesday, which is we're going to pass the information for the what the guess was and what the answer is using the guess game. Okay, and that is a good way of incorporating the practical value of sessions. And then there are the cookies, which you can store to keep track of, and you've all experienced the delight of having cookies stored on you. So I can set a cookie. The duration there is how long it lasts. This particular cookie only lasts a minute. If you want it to last an hour, you put 3600 there. But I can put a cookie down on the form and maintain something so that, you know, I can then come back and say, hello, John, and that sort of thing. And that's what a cookie does, is it temporarily stores it, but the cookie is temporarily stored on your machine.
Oh, okay, so that's the difference between the session and the cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, cookies are client-side and
Right.
Sessions.
Right.
Okay.
And you can go, and I have a thing I will try to find and put up there where I've taken pictures of where the cookie is. Right now, if my life depended on it, I don't think I could find where the cookies are stored. I have to think about it. But you can go and look at them and clear them out. So those are some cookies, and I have a cookie here which I stored. And if I want to delete a cookie, I say, okay, that was negative 60, so that means get rid of it. And if I want to check and see if a cookie is there, I can say if is set cookie. And I can say that the cookie is set. So the main thing a cookie is used is, you know, you've seen cookies in action when they come up and greet you. You know, you've logged in or something, they've kept track of it, and they come up and greet you and all that good stuff. Those are cookies. And if you want to destroy a session, I should have said, you can say session destroy. So you set it up and you destroy it. I'm trying to remember if there's anything I skipped in here. This is retrieving the cookie. So if it's set, then I say welcome back and I give you a name. If it's not set, I just say welcome. So I can respond. If the cookie's there, I can personalize it. If the cookie's not there, I can't personalize it. So if there is a cookie set, okay, so if the customer cookie is set, then I can personalize it. If the customer cookie isn't set, then I just say welcome.
And if the program doesn't get rid of the cookie, that's why you end up with all these cookies.
Yes. If they're set for infinity kind of thing, that's why you end up with all the cookies.
Which is all the websites.
Pardon?
Which is all the websites.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I mean, you know, if you look up your cookies, you've got a gazillion of them. Because everybody is saving the cookies.
Is this why when you go and get airline tickets, you just book it first time and then get off, and then you go to it the next day and the prices go up? They know you've already been there?
I think so.
Yeah. So you should delete your cookies.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, no, they do know. Okay, folks. That's mainly what I wanted to go over. There's other examples. Feel free to take a look at them. But I'm going to stop.
Okay.
I've had it. Is that what I'm trying to say? Okay, and apparently I need a new battery on this one. Yeah, I don't have that much that we kind of had to go over, so I talked fast and et cetera, we made it. As far as the final is concerned, the final, what day is your final? Does anybody know? Does anybody care?
It's probably Tuesday. But
it's either Tuesday or Thursday.
What are the professors sent it to me?
How organized of them.
Oh, yeah, they were. They are.
Mm. Okay, bristolcc.edu. Okay, now I'm at the Bristol site. Does anybody want to tell me how I would possibly find the schedule?
Just search for final schedule.
Final schedule. Ooh. Academic calendar. I don't think so. No. Well, it just tells the range of dates.